Donna Valentine called Tony Lee to tell him that Dan Culhane had passed away, which made me tremendously sad because you couldn't meet a nicer guy than Dan Culhane. I'm just telling you that flat out. In April of 1986, I'm sitting in our apartment in New York, and Catherine's back in Minneapolis, and she calls me and says, we're going to have a baby. So I'm sitting there thinking while I'm on the phone with her, I don't know that we can raise a baby in the Manhattan. Be very, very difficult on the mother and the baby, and I'm running around like a lunatic doing this, that, and the other thing. She and I talked for a little bit. I put the phone back on the receiver. The second I put it on, the phone rang, and it was Dave Hamilton calling me from KQRS, and he said, hey, do you have any interest in doing mornings at KQRS? And I said, what do you mean? I haven't been in radio in years. It's been at least 4 years since I've even been on the radio. And he goes, no, I think it'd be a good match. Come and do mornings at KQRS. Talked to Catherine. I took the job. I walk into the radio station, and I had never met any of the people. I knew Mark Rosen, but I had never met him. I didn't know Dan Culhane, and I didn't know Lee Volzvik. But I'm telling you, sitting here today and looking back at all that, I got Dan Culhane, phenomenal talent. Lee Volzvik, same story, phenomenal talent. And then Mark Rosen, great, great talent. Of course, what happened was Lee Volzvik was hired away from us because she actually didn't work for KQR. She worked for, the traffic service, if I remember correctly at the time. Mark only lasted 2 years on the show because the ownership of WCCO just didn't want him on the morning show. 1987, the KQ morning show just blew up. It went from, I don't know, like a 5 share to a 27 or something. It was insane what happened. So he didn't want Mark to be on that competing with their radio station. Management decided that they didn't want Dan on the show anymore. What did he do? Nothing but class. They let him go. Handled it with class, never bitched once. Every time I saw him, this big smile on his face. Well, what happened to Dan? Not only did he also develop another great radio career at a couple of different places, but he also developed a great voiceover career. Why? Because he didn't wallow in his misery and feel sorry for himself. And he had every right to. He got screwed. There's no question he got screwed over. The one comment I saw in any of the publications from a reader, yeah, I remember when Dan left, there was a big brouhaha. It was written. No, there wasn't. There was none, because Dan didn't let that happen. Dan was leaving, and Dan wanted to go away peacefully, and Dan did, and had a very, very successful career. You couldn't find a nicer man than Dan Culhane. He's a great guy. Died way too young. I don't know why this stuff happens, but Dan Culhane, nothing but class. Very, very talented. Very nice guy. One of the biggest first hits at KQRS was taking Mark Rosen and putting his name to the old song, Rollin', Rollin', Rollin'. Instead, Dan Culhane rewrote it. And it was Dan Culhane's idea. He rewrote it. Rosen, 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 little Marky Rosen. Rosen, 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 sports guy. It was a great bit. But that was all Dan Culhane, and he did a lot of other things, contributed a ton of stuff, wrote a bunch of stuff, picked great stories to read. He would find stories that nobody else could find to read on the air. The upside of it is Dan lived the life that he wanted to live. He showed off his talent in several different areas, and you could not find a nicer man than Dan Culhane. Dan, we love you, pal. I know you're up in heaven. God's going, God, listen to this guy's voice. What a talent. You know? God bless you, Dan Culhane, and your whole family and your friends, and look for the good stuff. And Dan Culhane certainly was one of the good things about my life. There's no doubt about it. Known the man for 35 years. I was very, very lucky to have met him, even luckier to have worked with him. And, man, Dan, we'll miss you, Pally. God bless you, pal.
The KQ Morning Show.